While you're there, Vic, this is, I like this question. I've got to ask you this, because Kenny Kang wants to know, what's more contagious, a cough or a sneeze? What do you think?
Interesting question, actually. So this will all be connected with how far the particles that you sneeze or cough out travel. So it would be interesting to sort of take a measurement on your average cough and your average sneeze. So, I mean, they're both very similar processes, but they come from irritation in different parts of the respiratory system. So a sneeze is the irritation of your nasal mucosa, of the skin in your nose, and that causes an explosive, a sort of expulsion of air to basically protect your airway. If there's something irritating there, then you want to get rid of it. Your body reflexes to get rid of it. Similar with a cough, but that comes from sort of the airways inside. So that's your lungs expelling that air. I would say probably a sneeze, because that's a more sort of explosive expulsion generally. But it would also depend on what disease particles are carried and whether they're airborne. Because I mean, if you're talking about something like tuberculosis, which is an airborne viral particle, then that's extremely contagious. And whether you're coughing or sneezing, you wouldn't want to be anywhere near that.
Dave, we subjected you to something similar, didn't we? Made you sneeze by inhaling pepper to see how fast it went. How fast was your sneeze?
Yeah, I had a very exciting afternoon inhaling pepper outside the back of an ice skating rink in the middle of Cambridge. It was behind the police station as well, but no one picked me up for it.
Sniffing this strange powder and then sneezing.
I think I was quite lucky. It was very unpleasant. It certainly came out over 100 miles an hour when I filmed it with a high-speed camera and measured it. It was a thoroughly unpleasant experience.
But it was all in the name of science, Dave. That's what's important. You can actually watch the footage, can't you? You've got that on the Naked Scientist website if people want to see you sneezing.
Yes, if you look at thenakedscientist.com/kitchenscience, somewhere in amongst those, there is a very unpleasant picture of me sneezing.
Thank you, Dave. We'll leave you to get on with stuffing wires into fruit. We'll come back to you in a second and find out how you're getting on.